Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
That's like rerun, right? Was it? Hey, hey, hey. Hey, good morning, people of the Blog Talk Radio world, of the Blog Talk Radio planet, globe, multi-universe, right?
There you go. All of the
can
above.
I get, yes, anywhere that these frequencies can be heard.
Hello, on, hello,
yes,
hello.
Yes, out on Dog Star Planet number 9.
Are we done? What's that planet called? Dogstar planet.
Dogstar.
Dogstar.
That's the planet that Keanu lives on.
Oh, that's his band name. Yep, mm-hmm. You're right. Where'd you pull that out of?
If I told you, I have to kill you.
There you go.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Christine Marie and Julie. And I'm going to introduce myself, but Julie said I don't have to do the whole thing. So I'm Christine Marie.
That's right.
Certified Law of Attraction Coach. Got a lot of alphabets behind my name, I guess.
Yes, you do.
But what does it really matter? What does it really mean?
It means that you went to school.
That's it.
That's it. You got your master's degree.
I got a lot of mom wisdom, don't I?
You do have a lot of mom wisdom. Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, I love you being my mom. Thank you, girlfriend.
I love you being my daughter.
Yeah. You know. But I'm Julie Murray. Julie Murray. I am Julie Murray.
That's you. Every now and then, just like introducing Christine Marie and Julie Marie.
And they have a dog
and
name.
And we have a dog named Maud Marie.
Yes, because, you know.
You know, because we do have a very wicked sense of humor.
And our Charlie's name is Charlie Ray.
Charlie Ray, that's right.
And when he's in trouble, we call him Charlie Ray Peters.
That's right.
Charlie Ray, get over here now.
That's right. Just kind of like, he's like Billy Ray.
Yeah.
He's like, business in the front, party in the back.
Exactly. That's Charlie Ray.
How was your day yesterday?
My day was awesome. I'm intending it, you know, I'm redefining my day.
Yes.
Because you know what? I love the idea that it's just a story anyway.
It's a story. And so you might as well
tell it a different way.
Tell the best story possible.
Yeah.
And mean it.
Exactly.
And keep telling it until you can be fully in alignment with it.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the midst of just completely
revamping everything.
And for expansion, just enjoying it, you know?
Yes, yeah. Well, finally enjoying it.
Yes.
First scratching our heads, like, what did we create now?
Yeah, what did we do? What did we create now? Look what I created.
Look what I created. Mm-mm-mm.
And here's the thing. I'm looking at my office right now, you know, and my office is beautiful. I mean, my office is multitasking. It's a big office, and it's wood paneling everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it also happens to have a lot washer and dryer in it. So.
Well, it's in the closet. You can't.
Yeah.
You can close it up. You don't have
of course,
to see it. Yeah.
It's totally intentional.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I have one closet full of washer and dryer, and then one closet I have my treadmill, and all my books for my business and my file cabinets. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, for the first time, I'm like going, wow, my office is totally purposeful, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got rid of all the things I no longer need.
Wasn't that great? I mean, you had to go through it, but you did it, girlfriend.
I did it. It took me what? Truly.
Mm.
A long effing time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 48 hours straight.
Yeah. And during that time, I did my bookcase.
Yes, you did.
I happened to lose a couple of files during that time, but...
Well, that was the interesting part. Was
yeah.
like, where'd this go?
Yeah.
We're like, what happened to you?
Yeah, and it hasn't shown up yet. You know?
Yeah. I want to say right now, good morning to Janet.
Hey, we missed you yesterday.
Yeah. And our guest that popped in and popped out. So.
Our Miss Pop In and Pop Out guest.
Yes, Pop In, Pop Out guest. That's our name.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because today we're going to be talking about continuing our talk on soul love.
Mm-hmm.
And soul love is so cool. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been just studying now, you know, Sanaya Roman work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mom, do you want to give a little, a little talk about who she is?
About who Sanaya Roman is?
Yeah. Well, like, what she is.
Well, I mean, she channels Oren.
Yeah.
And she's a pretty amazing, prolific writer and does amazing meditations that are imbued, I think,
yeah.
with the spirit and the essence of that she channels Oren.
Exactly.
And I think that she used to be in a relationship with Dabin, or maybe Dabin, but Dwayne Packer, that was her partner. But I think they got divorced. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics about that relationship.
Oh, okay. I'm just like, well, you wanted me to chat about him. But then, but they're still business partners.
Yeah.
You know, they're still good friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
From what I understand, and if anybody knows more, please tell us on the chat room.
Yeah, but I thought that, you know, it's so interesting, though, when you read someone's work and you don't get it at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, oh, it's channel material. Oh, interesting.
Well, when I first picked up their books, which is well over a year ago, which is not that long, and you know, when they've been around forever, you know.
Right.
But I gravitated to it. I there was something I could feel, a magnetic pull toward their work. Did I have a huge understanding? But as I repeat the work and as I, get into light body more and everything, I have a great affinity for their work. I actually now literally every word just lights up the page, you know.
Right.
And she has this book called Soul Love. And it was I ordered, I think, 4 or 5 of their books. But this was the book that I read last.
Right.
Of course, I read Creating Money first, you know.
Well, isn't that the funniest thing in the world to do? You wonder, you know, you wonder where your heart goes, right?
Sure.
And, like, creating money. Oh, that sounds sexy. I want to create money. You know.
I want that. Give me some of that.
Yeah.
Give me some of that creating money. Give it to me now.
And, like, that little fish, you know.
Yes.
Give me some of that.
Bailout money.
Bailout money. Give me that money.
People are giving out money. I'm in line for it.
Yes. I want to create money.
But then I realize, I mean, there is this one line in here. Can you hold on while I want to get this one line?
Sure. I can talk, too.
Okay. And I may not.
Well, you could get the line, you know, and I just want to tell everybody here, you know, that you know, if you haven't got our book yet, go to www.ifeellikewinthelottery.com/bigdream. And then, you know, if you haven't got our prosperity postcards yet, you can go a couple different ways.
Yeah, you know, people from Facebook, yeah, I get emails every day saying, do you know what, I didn't know about these prosperity postcards. I really didn't know what they meant. But I had one lady from Facebook say, you know, I loved it, but, you know, I'm really enjoying it before I go to work in the morning. She said, but, you know, I love that you guys are mom and daughter.
Yeah.
And she said, what makes me feel, I might have little tears, but she says, my mom passed away 14 months ago, but we had a relationship just like you guys, very similar. And I feel so close to her when I listen to you guys, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, that, you know, that just, you know, if I have cockles in my heart, they're warmed, okay?
Yes. Well, and, you know, I loved her comment because I just felt like that's the energy we want to project. When people talk and come to our store show and do our courses, we're all about the prosperity lifestyle, feeling good in every area of your life, with the idea, though, of, you know, being on your higher journey, you know, and your higher purpose.
Yes.
A lot of times That ain't exactly a smooth ride. There are obstacles.
But it can be easy. Or effortless. That's
yeah, and I think a lot of times we forget that we're not just put on this planet to do nothing, you know, mm-hmm. and like everything, in some sense, like we're here to evolve.
Exactly right.
And when we're evolving.
Evolving and expanding.
Yeah, really that leading edge, that point of where you're mm-hmm. no longer comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You are about to evolve and have like a metamorphosis. That's
yeah.
when
what
all
was that
happening.
One line that was in the Mind movies yesterday? She said something. She quoted.
Yeah, I know. What she said. I don't know who she quoted.
Oh, she quoted Donald Neil Walsh.
Yeah,
the guy who wrote. I think Letters from God or something like that. Or
yes, and he said
something about your comfort level, right? If you're
yeah, he goes, you're not living. He goes. Okay, when you're on the outside of your comfort level, at that last moment when you're no longer comfortable,
yes,
that's when you start living. That's when you start living.
Yes, exactly right.
You're like, well, hello there.
and you know what? That's actually the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And have you expanded more today than you did yesterday?
Yes.
And then you know you're on your path, the right path, the hero's journey, the spiritual path, and. You know, and your well should be filling continuously, yeah, because it's a cycle. You're giving and then you're receiving.
Right.
I do have that one quote, but I think I'm just going to read it. Okay.
Sure, please do.
And this is from Soul Love. She says, "Your soul is more than a combination of your mental, emotional, and physical body. It is the intelligence that directs the building of those bodies. It contains your essence between lifetimes and holds the patterns that created you in this lifetime." I don't know, that just jumped out at me right now.
Yeah.
Holds the patterns that created you in this lifetime. And then it says it has qualities of mind and mental awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It is intelligent and creative. And here's the one that got me. It can draw matter unto itself to create forms in your physical world. It lives in higher spiritual dimensions and brings the light and energy of those dimensions to you. Mm-hmm. But I love it when the idea that your soul becomes engaged in magnetizing your life.
I know.
And, well, you know, again, we've been struggling under the illusion that we had to do it all ourselves.
Right.
And now in comes your amazing, beautiful, wonderful soul,
mm-hmm.
and you're awakening it, you know, and all it is really liquid love. It is love. It is, and within love, love is like white, right?
Yes.
The color white has all the colors of the rainbow in it. Love has all the frequencies of all those higher frequencies. It's prosperity. It's passion. It's excitement. It's joyful expectation. You know, it's all those higher qualities. And the essence of love, in terms of the soul love, captures that, you
yes.
know. So you're to be creating from that frequency, I don't know. It's awesome to me.
Oh, I totally agree. I think I had to come to this point to read this book because
mm-hmm,
I skimmed
too.
Over it and
me
I go,
too.
I'm not really getting it. And then something happened and mm-hmm. I was able to read it and read over it and again. I'm like, oh, I'm getting it now. I had to open my heart centers enough
you did.
To receive this information.
Yes.
And it did have to be like, you know, here we are. Wanting to manifest our,
right.
deliberately create our lives, and you know, let's be real here. We've been programmed for the last 2 years
yeah.
that the economy sucks, right? So where are we mostly at? Everybody
mm-hmm.
wants to magnetize
mm-hmm.
and manifest dollars
mm-hmm.
to you, which is great. I'm all for that. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
When I need it, I do it. You
mm-hmm.
know,
and there's a great many things that you can magnetize, even above that, ideas, resources.
Exactly.
You know, you can shift from one real bumpy path to the easy one.
Yeah.
Who knows what's on there? But it could be just a gentle shift.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because in her book Creating Money, she talks about when you wake up in the morning. You know, you ask, if you're needing money, you know, instead of saying, you know, God, higher source, power, whatever you call your source, you know, I need money today. You know, going, how can I create money? How can I create?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is there's that shift in vibration
mm-hmm.
from desperation
to creator.
Yeah, to creator. And then once you give that title to yourself, wow, Mm-hmm. Life starts, you know, flowing downstream a little bit nicer, you know. And and a lot of times, too, we notice that we're, you know, we may come across obstacles. And really, a lot of times, obstacles are not no, first of all.
Never.
Yeah, they're never no. Mm-hmm. But you can, here's the thing, you can, we know what you want because you know what you want as the essence. I mean, I know exactly what I want.
You want the essence. I know exactly the essence, too, of what I want.
You know, and I know what the essence is. And I don't know the exact, I think I know the exact form, but I do, but that's the how, right?
Mm-hmm. And that you leave up to?
I leave up to God, to the universe, to Source, you know, to Goddess, because there were times, I mean, I could tell you right now, in the last 5 years or 6 years, I've done a complete switch in one in the way I'm going to be reaching my essence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to be manifesting my goal, because, and I had obstacles, and I sometimes I push forth. And if I would have listened a little bit closer to my soul, I would have been able to go, okay, step out of ego and know that this path is no longer for me.
Mm-hmm. You are not in alignment with it.
No.
And that is part of, I mean, that's where we really, there's a subtlety, right, sweetheart?
Yes.
You know, where is, if it's struggle and am I not no longer in alignment, that's one thing. But am I in alignment, I'm on my path, and there's obstacles. That's just part of the hero's journey. Now, that's a subtle difference.
Yes.
That's a subtle difference. But sometimes they say, like, if you see the obstacles on your journey, then you've taken your eye off the prize.
Yeah.
You know.
And there are subtle differences to everything. It's
yes.
when you focus only on obstacles
mm-hmm.
that you get stuck and feel mm-hmm. really kind of crappy.
Now, let me ask you this question, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the mother, the Divine Feminine, said to us a week ago, it was a gift, as she said, you will feel, and I think she meant us, but all of our peeps too, you know,
mm-hmm.
you will feel as if you are awakening from a long, deep sleep in the next 2 weeks. Now, has that not borne out to be true for us?
Oh, I mean.
When you heard it a week ago or so, but you know, it's like, well, okay, cool, you know, but has this week not been energetically transformative?
I mean, it really has.
I know. I mean, I feel like I have woken from a long, deep sleep.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And I also feel like, I mean, yesterday you said the mother had talked to you, I mean, and you got a divine download, and it was like, you know, it was not pull the trigger, or what was the exact phrase that you interpreted it as being?
It was, no, it wasn't pull the trigger, it was... pull the plug.
Pull the plug.
Yeah, pull the plug.
Pull the plug.
I need you to pull the plug.
And
I didn't think it was a bad thing.
No.
Just energetically, when I felt it, you know.
Right. And then you, and yeah, because when you energetically felt it, it
mm-hmm.
felt
mm-hmm.
Like pull the plug on all incidentals
mm-hmm.
that are distractions.
Right.
I mean, here it is. We have.
That was exactly the essence that came through. It was like. Just what are you doing?
Yeah.
what are you doing?
I know.
Pull the plug.
Yeah. I mean, any incidental, don't
yes.
do it.
Yes.
You know, it's so funny because tonight, or to, you know, I have a big incident in my life right now, and that is I.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. That's your incidental. That's not my incidental.
Your boyfriend, my husband. Not the same guy.
That would be hysterical.
You know, Jill, we are close.
Yeah. that would be wrong in so many ways. So, especially since it's not like your second husband, it's your first husband. So, we're not going to go down that path. Yes, no, my boyfriend is not incidental. However, you know, every year at this time, we love to see, now, he doesn't love to see this, but he goes along for the ride. I see all the movies that were nominated for Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the best pictures, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. That's
now,
your job.
Now, typically... I only have to see two or three because I've seen some, right? And they only have five. Well, those rat bastards nominated 10 movies this year for...
Don't you mean bat rastards?
Yeah, bat rastards. There you go. Nominated 10 movies for Best Picture. You know, and so I'm like, whoa. And luckily I've seen five of them already through the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like...
What do you have to see still?
Well, I saw Hurt Locker because it was the only one that was on video.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. I don't think it'll win Best Picture. It was good. It was really good. I totally enjoyed it. But I don't know.
Precious?
I haven't seen Precious, and I have to see that. And and then An Education. the single man or the gent, I don't know what that one's
mm-hmm.
called,
mm-hmm.
with Colin Firth,
mm-hmm.
Which I like him.
I do too.
And then Up in the Air.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Three of those movies are going to be at one theater, and I'm thinking of like one long
Whoa.
Day.
Oh, OMG, that's so cool.
Well, you know, we don't live that close, you know.
No.
To anything.
We're pretty countryfied.
Yeah, and so the ones that are playing close to us, they don't play anything. They're like that, you know, if they haven't made it, money in the first 2 weeks is gone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go to the suburbs of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
where they have the 30-plex, you know. And so that'll be fun. I'm going to enjoy it, but, you know, it is an incidental, and I don't know if I should give it up or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I so enjoy
no.
it.
Yeah, that's not, yeah, exactly right. But if you had something more, you know, soulful to do, you would
I would do
the
it.
Dates of doing it.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's exactly right. You know, can I rat you out a little bit?
Uh-huh.
You know, it was,
I have no idea about what.
Oh, I'm going to tell a funny story that happened this morning.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That is so wild.
It's not about soul love, but it's about mother-daughter love. No.
You were probably going like, gosh, she's so cool. She's just like so
yeah, we have,
smooth.
You know, we have one of our courses tonight, Magnetizing 2, on the edge of front, the...
You said tonight.
Tonight. It's not tonight.
I know.
Okay, we have a class today at 11 a.m. Central Time.
Yes, but can I just say something, though? We teach three courses this week,
yes.
But two out of the three are at nighttime.
Yes, and so I was up this morning planning it like at 3:30, and I've been thinking, you know, I think about it all week long, and then I finalize and put my papers together for both of us. That's my job. And I love doing it.
Thanks, girlfriend.
You know, so it's a seven.
I'm the idea girl.
Yeah, you are the idea girl. And you really are. It's hysterical.
I know.
Because then you just give it to me and Dad, like, now go do. Here's the idea. Make it happen.
So you're the go-to girl.
Exactly. I'm the go-to girl. And so I'm like, you know, we usually go through it before our radio show. And I said, you know, hey, you know, we'll look at their stuff. Oh, yeah, let's look at the clothes we want to get for the wedding.
I want to look at the catalog.
Look at the catalog. I'm like,
sure,
all right. And then you go, oh, I have a client at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I know. I go, oh, wow, okay, well, maybe we'll look at the we'll discuss the class after that at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, well, no, I'll color my hair then. I go, well, we got class at 11. And she goes, what are you talking about? I go, we're teaching a class at 11 o'clock a day.
And did you see my face when I got that?
Yeah, you're like, oh, my gosh, we have an 11 o'clock class. I hope to gosh you're ready.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I am ready.
But I totally was like, I was thinking 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Just like the other. I mean,
exactly.
I guess teaching three classes in one week is a little too much maybe for me. I don't know.
I don't know. I really enjoy it.
I do.
Totally enjoy what we're doing right now.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll be teaching Magnetizing 1 again, and 2 will probably wait a couple months, maybe 30 days. But Magnetizing 1 was such a success this year.
Yeah, so we're going to teach it like in a couple weeks?
Yeah, we're going to start in a couple of weeks. And we're going to, you know, we've had people ask us some different, you know, can we lower the price because of the environment, you know, the economy? And I'm like, well, you can magnetize this. But I go, you know what? Honestly, though, I really feel as a gift, as a service, I want to offer it to people
mm-hmm.
with no resistance, you know?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're offering class on become a money magnet.
Yeah.
Magnetize yourself, you
yes.
know? And we want to make it available to everybody without resistance so that they can turn on their money magnet.
Yes, and really, really get going on truly magnetizing.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be knowing more about that, but it's coming up. It's going to be the first 4 weeks in March.
Yay.
On Thursday night.
That's so
night.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I love this course. It's really...
I love this course. Every time I teach it, I go deeper.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about, you know, our hearts because, I mean, and really we had to open up our hearts enough to understand soul love with
yeah.
the book. And we talk about, you know, listen, we're not ashamed to say most people have pinched off their hearts a great deal because we've been hurt, we've been wounded,
right?
We've been deeply disappointed. Like, you know what? I didn't sign up for this,
yeah.
you know, all that. And so the result of that is that you pinch off your heart, and it makes sense. It makes, you know, common sense that you don't want to do that. I mean, you don't want to experience anything more painful. But you're also pinching off your vehicle, your pipeline to receive all good things.
Yes.
And so we do a lot of, you know, you and I have done a lot of work opening our hearts. And because of that, we agree at some level when the crud comes up for release to have the light shined on it. Mm-hmm. You know, we volunteer to go through that because we want our hearts to be more and more open so that when we connect with our soul and it is full of this transformational, evolutionary light that, you know, if you would ask a scientist, a quantum physicist, what light is, they would tell you it's messages, it's information. That is exactly what's in light. And so our soul is actually filled with those higher frequencies.
Yes.
And when we awaken it and connect with it and can learn how to shine the light into our hearts and even into our lower centers and our chakras, we get nothing but amazing transformation.
We really do.
And hallelujah, you know, walk that path for a day. Your feet won't even touch the ground.
Well, that's what this book, Soul Love, has really given me. This idea, first of all, that I can shine light on the area of those old beliefs, shine the solar light, the soul light of the solar plane, you know, that higher dimensional light. And you know it's true because it feels good when you go there, you know.
And you know it's true when you feel good. You know, Byron Katie said, if you don't feel good, find out where you're operating either under an illusion or the lie.
Yes.
And because that's, that, you know, if you're in truth, you feel good. Simple as that.
Exactly. You know, I loved it. You might have just said this, but I'm going to say it again.
Sure.
You know, we lift solar plexus energy into your heart center to be transformed into love. And it's sort of like this, you know, our soul is so forgiving. Our true soul. I mean, in so many ways, it doesn't even need to forgive.
No.
There's nothing to forgive. Mm-hmm.
But yet it's the essence of forgiveness.
It really is, because it sees things as maybe unevolved, you know?
It definitely sees that
and
as
like,
underdeveloped.
Yeah, underdeveloped. Like, learn to recognize when people are operating from the bright, unevolved point of their solar plexus center.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And, you know, the solar plexus is that, you know, like when something happens, people go, God, I got hit in the gut.
Yes.
I felt like I got hit in the gut. And that's exactly where we operate from. That's where those wounds come from.
Yeah. I mean, and today you can declare that you are free from others' desires for you. Because people who love through their unevolved solar plexus center, they may try to control you.
Oh,
you know, they may use anger, disappointment, guilt, judgment.
Hello, Mom.
You know, to get what they want from you. Yeah. You know.
We all have had parents like that.
Yeah. And what you can do now, which, you know, in this book it teaches you more and goes deeper, is that we can, I mean, you can almost envision, when you know when it's happening, and, you know, step out, and you can envision for yourself that energy that may be hitting you in your gut, you know, filling it with light, seeing that energy then a light surrounded with light, a cocoon of light, you know, moving up to your heart center where it was transformed into love, into beautiful heart-centered soul love.
And see, you know what we can be then? We are transformers. We become living, breathing, organic transformers. I mean, imagine like when you see like those little plants, like little electrical plants, you know, that make electricity. You see those big things. They're like, and they're transformers. You know, energy comes from them, and they, whatever happens, and then they transmute it into.
Exactly.
I was just thinking about something.
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody on our phone line. We don't have any hands up, but that's cool. We've got several people online.
Hey, people on the phone.
The numbers look familiar, but they also, you know what, there's a lot of sixes in them. And I want to say hi to everybody on our chat room. And I love talking about soul love. And then, you know, I just want to say again, you know, if you haven't received our free ebook, 21 Days to Manifesting Your 3 Big Dreams, you know, go to I Feel Like I Won the Lottery.
We're working on another one, too.
Oh, my God.
You got to get, you'll have to get that one and then give it the second one.
Yeah, but I Feel Like I Won the Lottery.com.
I Feel Like
/Big Dreams.
Lottery.
Yeah. I feel like a woman lottery.
/bigdreams.com/bigdreams
Yeah, but we are working on a new ebook, which I'm excited about.
It's going to be great.
Well, you know, yesterday
we're having fun with it.
We are. We are in just in this creative mode and, taking care of business as well. Mm-hmm. And I call I'm coming up with a different name for business.
Got to.
Plainness. I don't know.
Plainness.
Play.
You know what was interesting?
Loveness.
I was thinking about this. I wonder what our people in our chat room would think. We were talking to a man yesterday, and a nice guy, right? Nice guy. But he was like, you know, a lot of people, Christine, Marie, and Julie, think the law of attraction is really like, woo, 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 woo. I'm like, what?
Yes, I
understand. And then they don't know about it that much.
Well,
they're like, you know, yeah, it's kind of airy-fairy, and especially if you're a man like me, it doesn't make any sense. I'm like,
what are you talking about?
What?
You know? I mean, like, in this book, it talks about the law of relationships, which is, like, everything's a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's kind of law of attraction.
Yeah, it all is.
I mean, it all is.
It's just, a basic law.
You know, I think
it basically is. What you put out, you get back.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean anything else than that. But you go deeper with the knowledge.
You bet.
You know, if you think about it, the spiritual laws are like an onion, where you keep pulling back the layers upon layers upon layers.
Mm-hmm.
Or... I don't know what's I don't like onions, so I would like to use a different analogy, but I don't know one, you know, or like a rose petal, where like
mm-hmm.
each petal, as it opens up more and more, you have a deeper understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Deepak Chopra talked about his spiritual laws for success, and
mm-hmm.
you know,
and he talked about it a long time ago.
Oh yes, I don't know if he called it exactly law of attraction, but
no,
it was certainly.
But it certainly is, you know, the law of you know
what
you sow, you reap.
What you
exactly.
sow, you reap.
And so you just want to, here's the thing. I guess, to me, there are people that are awakened enough that go that when we start talking about the law of attraction and, you know, that prosperity is your birthright, that the universe loves you and adores you and wants only your best, there are some people that go, my life may not, you know, reflect that, but I believe that there, something awakens in me, a seed like spark, and I go, I know that there's truth in that.
Yes.
And that was what awakes them, you know, awakens them.
Yes.
And so I think either you have that or you don't. And maybe through the course of your lifetime, some things develop and happen, and then you go, oh, I'm ready to hear that now,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes.
I'm thinking of this one quote that this one guy on my Facebook said, something like, religion is for people who don't want to go to hell. And then he said, but spirituality is for people who've been there and don't want to go back. Or who've already been there, you know.
Who've already been there.
Yeah, and just there's a certain amount of, you know, truth in that. It's kind of funny.
You know, I love this line, though, about your soul. So ask your soul, what are your purposes and goals for a day? You know, and I bet one of them would be love.
Mm-hmm.
To experience and express love.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how she addresses that forgiveness. It's really helped me because we all have, you know.
I understand that. Yes.
These areas where we need to forgive ourselves and others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's sort of like there are these big things that happen to people in their lives, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to address those because I think, you know, it's the small stuff that really erode us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the small things that we hang on to. And, you know, and
like they say, it's the pebble in your shoe.
Yeah, exactly. And it's those wounds. And I love it in here when she talks about, you know, make an effort to attribute good motives to the things that people do. I mean, if we just did that, like, think like, well, nobody's really trying to hurt us. It just ended up that we're perceiving that it's going to be. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I know these are hard things to think about, you know, because it's really interesting, but I love how she says, express your soul's forgiveness by forgiving yourself and others. Your soul's will to love, its will to love is forgiving. It forgives no matter what others have done. Forgiveness is easy for your soul, for it knows that some people are not yet able to be more loving to you or to themselves. Your soul never takes offense for it recognizes that people can only treat you as well as they can treat themselves. You know what?
That's a good line right there.
Yeah. And,
whoa.
You know, people can act in unloving ways because of they have, you know, they lack self-esteem or self-confidence. Their heart centers are not yet awakened. You know, and do not expect those who have hurt you to recognize that they have done so and
mm-hmm.
apologize.
Well, I always think of forgiveness. I mean, I've done forgiveness processes, and they're,
yeah.
and they are extremely powerful, but they also feel like events, you know, like, oh, I did this big piece of forgiveness work, you know, and yet the more intimate I get with the word and with the frequency and the energy of forgiveness, I feel that it is infinite. It is always activated. In other words, at every single now, the forgiveness is in operation.
Right.
And if I could, and all I need to do is just like love, open my heart to it, because
it is a
steady stream of grace.
Right.
And it really helps soothe that personality, the ego level. Because it's our ego that, like, you dissed me, you didn't show me respect, whatever. Whatever you
did. You don't know me.
You don't know me. Exactly right. And so it's our personality level, it's at the ego level that things happen. So if we have activated that frequency of forgiveness at that higher evolved forgiveness, that subtle energy, it's activated in our lives. It's like a soothing balm. It's like aloe, you know, aloe vera. It just continually washes over you. And so you don't get caught in that web of like, you know, well, I need to do forgiveness work, or she needs to forgive me, and we need to get on, you know. There's just, again, like the divine feminine says, please, not only do I need you to be in flow, I need you to be the flow. Now there's the difference.
Yeah.
You not only are in the flow, but you are the flow.
Yes.
And so you don't get trapped in those, personalization of things, the ego, personality level of things.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I think it's great. You know,
like someone in our chat room is needing something right now. I don't know why, but.
Well, I don't have, nobody's
let's
saying.
Let's send some light
there. We'll send some light. Yeah. And you know what?
I'm going to send a bubble over your left shoulder.
Yeah. Yes, if somebody out there is needing a healing bubble, just know that we're sending it to you right now, you know, of your left shoulder. And just it'll be filled with light, and just step into it.
Mm-hmm. You feel like it.
Yeah.
It's an invitation.
You know, and I also love the fact that since you talked about your soul being magnetic, you can really create these higher purposes for relationships, you know? And, you know, it's like believe in your ability to create a soul relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about going to the soul plane and, you know, connecting with your own soul and then calling out to the soul that you want to play with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, it feels nice.
Not only that, but when you're at that level, those higher frequencies really don't understand some of our darker, denser emotions. They are very, if you know real creative people, they're very playful.
Yeah.
There's a huge part component of creators is that playfulness, that joyfulness, that, you know, at that level, it's just, we're here to play. We're here to create. It's not like, oh, we must get on this schedule and create this, you know, and take all the heart, all the soul out of it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it just is a more downstream way of living, you know. And why not, you know, you get to smell the roses. You get to be here now, you know, experience the different colors and stuff.
Oh, and someone just said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I spelled welcome wrong, so I apologize. I just hit the
How do you spell it? Welcome.
With no E at the end.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
Not too bad. Not too
bad.
Far off the way, you know. And so forth. But, you know, I love how we can play in this book. It talks about opening up your heart centers more before you even when you go out in the day, to become more magnetic to the right people that you want to meet to play.
Yes.
You know, I mean, how great is that?
Absolutely. You know, these are things that you can do that really transform this 3D world. And, you know, a lot of people talk about the ascension process. Well, that is exactly what happens, you know, the light, the vibration, the evolutionary light touches this 3D world, and it is absolutely transformed.
Yes.
You know, it cannot not be.
Exactly. And, you know, I know that our relationships are just mirrors of us. I don't know that. I mean, there are times when I feel like, you know, when I'm with, you know, Doug or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not being mirrored here, something that I'm expressing. I know I'm not.
How am I in alignment with this?
What do I create here? And then I'll step back. I'm like, okay, well, it doesn't matter, because if I change myself and my vibration that I'm putting out, I wanted to see if I can change this, what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, it's worked 100% of the time.
Sure.
100% of the time.
Right.
If whatever reason he's done something mm-hmm. that has gotten my solar plexus in a little uproar,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm aware of it, you mm-hmm. know, and I can step back and going, okay, I can shine light upon the situation,
mm-hmm.
send it to my heart centers to transform it, transmute it into a higher energy, and I'm going to change the way I'm behaving. It'll change my vibration that I'm sending out.
Yes.
Truly, it works every single time,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and it may work like this. He needs to go watch the game in a different room. <You know? laughs> And my environment is much nicer. You know, it's amazing. In this book she just mentioned too, when you know what essences you want and you know exactly what you want, it could take many forms. And those forms, all those forms can be pleasing to you.
Oh, exactly.
You know, we don't have to have you know, our millions of dollars come to us in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
It could.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the odds are still one in a, you know, 100 million. And I'll tell you what, you know.
It's a lot better odds working with the energy. Like you just said, 100% of the time.
Yes. I remember watching this one show about the Pillsbury Bake Off. And I, for 1 year, I was really determined to go.
Oh, girlfriend, I remember that year. I think Normano gained about 20 pounds. You were cooking for him every day. I love the one where you had apples and onions and was it raspberries?
Oh, it was awful.
I know.
Was
like, oh, okay, I'll eat it.
I sucked. But I had like 7 really great recipes.
Yes.
And I turned them all in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get picked for one. And I would try sending them in again every year. But I remember this one woman, they were doing a show on it, and she was a realtor in Florida or something. And she goes, you know, it's like 100 to 1 of a chance of winning. And I usually don't spend any effort when the odds are not in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, holy cow. Holy cow. And
yes.
Here she was. She was very successful.
Yes, very successful.
And
she understood odds.
And I go, well, that's so interesting because a lot of us spend a lot of energy
doing the wrong odds.
on things that are just like an odds, you know.
Yeah.
When really it's like, hey, doing this stuff, you get an idea that
mm-hmm.
really supports you.
Or like, you know what, nothing matters more than you feel good. And you know what, when you learn the tricks of the trades and all the tips,
mm-hmm.
100% of the time you feel better.
Yeah.
And you feel better. And why is that important? Because you attract with your feelings.
Yes.
So if you want to be attracting when you're angry, you're going to get more of that into you, or if you're feeling like a big old victim, you know,
mm-hmm.
boom.
Boom.
Next.
That's exactly right. Well, we have only 1 minute to go, and I just want to say thank you, everybody.
I'm surprised I didn't hear the lady go 90 seconds.
There you go.
Oh, my God, she just said it. Oh, my God.
It's coming. But I just want to say, you know, go to our website. We revamped our website. Go to ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
Yeah, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. See, we're revamping ourselves. This is about expansion.
Yeah.
This is it, guys. This is the evolution of things. We're just beginning, really.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
And it's Christine's blog, and we write there. And, you know, come visit us. But ChristineMarieAndJulie.com. Not Christine Marie and Julie Marie.
No.
Christine Marie and Julie. And so we say we say to you today,
yes.
You know.
Soul love.
Soul love.
Yes.
And from our soul to your soul.
Yes, we're going to play today. Let's
yes,
all
we are.
Play with each other.
Yes, we are.
And just enjoy. Let's just enjoy being in that realm.
So everyone, have a wonderful day. Bye now.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.